This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We didn't talk to everybody in his family but him lately, huh?
Yeah, we have.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com on this Sunday morning. Well, it's a thrill time of year again. He sat back patiently, gave us a little bit of something during the Olympics.
It's his time.
Let us talk to his daughter.
Yeah.
We can talk to Mello though in a minute. We get pictures of Mello.
Yeah.
But we start this off. I'm not sure which one I should start with. Should I start off with what today is that would connect to him, or what happened to Terrell as far as him being in the locker room and he got a question that was
Yeah,
man. I mean, they called on it like you with the Falcons.
Yeah.
Terrell got called on, and he's ascending. He's becoming an upper media member now. So what was it? Tell us about that locker room experience.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you guys for having me. It was a great experience. Our Hawks have been in action twice at home at State Farm Arena, and most recently, Trae Young made history, not only Hawks history, but NBA history, tying Oscar Robertson as being just the second player now to come out in these first two games and have at least 30 points and at least 10 assists in his first two games. And I asked Trae about that, and he gave a great answer, speaking on how, it's his teammates getting things involved. And then yesterday I was receiving all these notifications, and folks were like, hey, you see the Hawks put this question up on their page and everything. So that was pretty nifty. So shout out to the Hawks for that.
You didn't send us the sound so we could play it right now because people are waiting to hear that response.
Yeah, I did send it to you. I don't know if it's in your inbox or not, but yeah. I did send it off.
He did send it. I messed up. He sent it to everybody. He sent it to grandparents. He sent it to me. Hey, I was talking to Trae Young. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game. Hi, how's the family? How the kids doing?
Everybody's well. They're doing well. We're getting, actually, later this morning, we're going to get out and get some Halloween costume shopping in, so they're doing well, and I know looking forward to that.
What they gonna be?
Well, Mello's in between. He spoke on wanting to be Beetlejuice, and suddenly he's been telling me he wants to be Harry Potter. So I think when we actually get to the store, that might even change for a third time. So we'll see what we end up walking out of there with. And I'll see you some pictures.
And Selah, does she still dress up, or she passed that? Because remember, we got the early, preteen, late teens, and it's like, I'm not doing that no more. So is she
up? She's in her preteen mix, but so she let me know she doesn't want a costume. That was the spill for the last few months. But similar to Mello, suddenly I think she's getting into the holiday spirit, and she says she doesn't want to dress up, but she'll wear some clothes like a character. So I think she's been leaning towards being Kim Possible or Beyonce. So we'll see where this lands as well.
All right.
Do you hear the father in him say that? Well, we'll see how that lands. That sounds like somebody who'll be reaching in their pocket and paying for costumes.
That's what it sounds like. WaitForIt.com hotline is Terrell Thomas, and he is social. Always find him at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. Off to a 2-0 start in this season.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about these Hawks so far, and what have you seen that really stands out for you that you like?
I mean, it has to be Trae Young at this point. I am very impressed with the way they started with this. You know, new roster out there to a degree. Some familiar faces, but a different lineup when we see Zach getting minutes out there, when we see Dyson Daniels out there. But it's just been Trae Young's leadership. And although it's just two games in, and I don't want to, you know, put the wagon ahead of the horse, his leadership that we've seen out there and the maturity that we've seen from Trae Young.
That's the word.
Not only get his, but to get other guys involved and get them involved in pivotal situations. So for me so far, it's been Trae Young's performance on the court, but his maturity as well.
I think about the season opener and somebody that maybe people forgot about, the guy that you always love to talk about, Onyeka Okongwu, and his performance in the season opener. And we forget about he missed so much of last season. And, you know, he's there. And, you know, if he can come in, he doesn't have to do the same thing every night, but just his presence and the difference that he makes if he stays healthy will be so big for this team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Yeah, I'm so glad you acknowledge that as well, because we have, you know, he's been a guy for the past few seasons. I've been waiting for him to pretty much get his moment and get his shine. And it's been kind of hard because not only him being a young player, but Clint Capella's performance has been so high. He's been effective. He's been playing well defensively. And his rebounding has been great as well. But I do think the Hawks are leaning towards now letting Onyeka get more minutes. And Coach Quinn even spoke about that after game one, saying that he's found and built. He's building trust in having Onyeka in those clutch moments and those final moments of the game. So him finishing the game with 28 points and just being so effective, I think was key. And I'm hoping that we see a lot more from that from Onyeka, and that he gets more minutes as the season progresses, because I think the best is ahead of that young man.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You know, Terrell reminded me, we haven't let anybody know about the lineup in a while here. Want to remind you that you and I, Mr. Crenshaw, are the opening act for a full day of sports around here, football action and basketball action. Of course, we're getting ready to get on out of here and turn things over to the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. We got Falcons at Tampa Bay, pregame at 11, kick at 1 o'clock. And we've got Hawks and Oklahoma City. Right here, pregame at 6:30, tip at 7. So you ask yourself, well, where is the Sunday night game going to be? Well, it's going to be over at our cousin station, WAOK. Dallas and San Francisco, pregame 7:30, kick at 8:15. There you go.
That's what we got. What do you think about today in this matchup with Oklahoma City? I mean, this is a little bit of a real test.
I'm not feeling good about it myself.
Well, I mean, we know what OKC did last year, man. But thoughts about how this Hawks team looks matching up with them? That's coming up later on today.
Well, I'm actually really looking forward to it. It'd be a battle of the young guns because both of these teams have extremely young rosters, and we'll get to see Trey and Shea go head-to-head. And we just saw a phenomenal performance when Trey and LaMelo went head-to-head. So I think it'll be a similar performance. I would not be surprised at all if the Hawks walk out of Oklahoma City with a win. Of course, that's almost like Trey Young's going out or going back home game. So I think we'll see a big game from him tonight. But I think the two teams really honestly match up extremely well, especially if we can get minutes from a gentleman in which we just were talking about, Onyeka out there possibly playing great defense against Chet. I think that this will be a really good game tonight. And, I won't be surprised if the Hawks can get out of there with a narrow victory.
You know, I thought of you guys this way. Actually, I thought of Noelle, too. And she's probably chomping at a bit to get her Hawks opinions out there. But I saw DeJounte Murray busted his hand.
Yeah.
Not happy about it. I'm just saying, what if that were here? You know what I mean? While he was still on this team. And it just gets back to that. I guess what I'm getting at is whether he's healthy or not, how are you feeling about this backcourt versus what was here last year?
Well, just two games in, I loved what we had here from DeJounte. I thought he was honestly a triple-double machine, just waiting to explode, but we didn't see that version of DeJounte with Trae Young on the court. I have been so impressed with Dyson Daniels.
Yeah,
and
me too.
Really, honestly, if I'm honest with you, gentlemen, I do. I like it as well, Sam. And we knew what he was coming into as far as the defense is concerned. He's been already known as being one of the top young defenders, and you know we use that word potential a lot, but he had the potential to be a true lockdown defender. But seeing what he's done offensively, and I think that also once again is a nod to Trae Young. Some of Dyson's points have come from steals and playing defense and getting out on fast breaks, but he had a career high the other night against the Charlotte Hornets with 18 points. First game he had 5 steals, 5 rebounds. So I've been so impressed with that young man, and I'm enjoying what we see out of the backcourt, because he's making up, honestly, for some of Trae Young's deficiencies on defense. But I'll give a nod to Trae because he's had 2 steals in both of these first 2 games recently. He's playing those passing lanes, and I think the presence of Dyson being out there is also increasing Trae's young confidence on the defensive end. So I like what I see out of Dyson so far. I like it a lot.
He's 6'7" shooting guard, and you know what we'll be potentially doing, but potentially kind of shaping ourselves up like the old Toronto team that's going to have a bunch of guys between 6'7" and 6'10" and cause some matchup issues possibly.
Yeah, well, as long as they play defense, because that's what you're looking for this year.
Oh, absolutely.
More than anything else, I don't hear about the score. Defense this year. Make that issue number one going in. Because that's what we complain about all year long. Once we hit, you know, everything was healthy, everything was looking good, but we always had we always came back to who was or was not playing defense. Correct?
Yeah, we want to see. So.
We want to see that as a
premium. You wanted to see for a long time.
Yeah, and so that should be at a premium this year.
Yeah, I think they'll continue to impress us if they keep that lineup out there. Onyeka, Jalen Johnson, have Daniels out there, and DeAndre Hunter. I think we'll see their defensive efficiency increase throughout the season as they continue to grow together on the court.
We're going to get to see them do back-to-backs here for the first time this season, too. You know, you have a number of those built into the schedule. They're playing on the road. They'll be right back here playing at home. We'll see how they bounce back, who maybe sits out. I mean, we'll get to see how the coach plays it the first time around.
Yeah, I think that would have been so early in the season and our team being so young, I wouldn't be surprised. I really honestly don't see anyone that would be on minute restrictions or anything like that. Bogey missed the last game, still up in the air on when he'll actually get back on the court. But I think we'll pretty much see our guys at full-fledged, at least for these first few weeks, as long as everyone can stay healthy. But as you mentioned, yeah, back-to-back, right back here Monday, then back at State Farm Arena on Wednesday. So it's been an action-packed few weeks for our Hawks at home. And I think that's beneficial to them as they continue to grow together.
Hey, what'd you think of LeBron playing with Bronny?
I enjoyed it. You know, I'm not one of those guys. First and foremost, I feel like I would be a hypocrite as a gentleman who's had opportunities for his children to, you know, get their feet wet in a profession in which I'm, you know, in as well. I felt like it was a wonderful thing. Now, I get lost sometimes when people do the comparisons of, like, the Griffies and the Mannings, because no slight to Bronny. Ken Griffey was a generational all-world talent. I don't think Bronny is that as of yet, but I do think the young man is going to have a better career than we may expect as his career goes on. But it was wonderful to see a father have the opportunity to play with his son. I thought that was dope, and I'm looking forward to see just how that progresses over time. You know, will he go down to the G League? Will he come back up? Will there be a game or so where Bronny has a clutch steal? Because I think we'll see the best out of him defensively that helps the Lakers get a win. But and at initial game, with them just going ahead and getting all the hype and the hoopla away and behind them, I thought J.J. Redick handled it right. I thought the Lakers organization handled it right. And I think that's a moment, of course, that a father and son would cherish for the remainder of their lives and beyond.
Yeah, he brought up the best point about that, because I was just going to say, you got to see, you know, how smart J.J. Redick is and did exactly what Terrell just said here. Hey, been saving this for you. You know how we give this insignificant information out on a regular basis? Do you know what today is?
Indeed.
You ready?
No. Yes,
today, indeed. Today is the day that Philadelphia was founded.
Whoa.
Oh, I might have to have a cheesesteak now. I might have to go ahead.
And now, you grew up there. You should know who founded that city. The person's name?
William Penn.
There you go. A little education, a little insignificant information on this 26th day. Oh, 27th day. But you know what else happened on this day? As far as stuff that was the first day of? You know, because everything has a first day, right?
Everything.
Today was the day that water skis were patented. Now, water skis in Philadelphia
really?
Don't go together.
No, not at all.
They all happen on this day.
There's no water skis in Philadelphia.
Y'all got
man.
Any lakes there? You got any big lakes that people talk about there in Philly?
We have two well-known rivers, the Schuylkill River and the Delaware River. Those are George Washington came through, and then, of course, William Penn. So our Delaware River and Schuylkill River, Delaware is right how you get to Camden, New Jersey.
With Schuylkill, they're right by the freeway.
Known rivers.
The freeway,
yep,
right?
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yep,
right?
Yep.
All right, well, there you go.
That's where Boathouse Row is, right on Schuylkill River, the famous Boathouse Row that lights up at night. So, yeah, we have some water out there, but I'm not – you'll see a few cats rowing, but jet skis, nah, no, sir. No,
no
sir.
No water skis, no jet skis. See, this is how you need to spend your day. You go out there, grab your kids, throw them in the car, go up Lake Lanier, do some water skiing, come back, get yourself a Philly cheesesteak, and watch the Eagles. I'm staying away
from Lake Lanier. I'm
no. Hey, Terrell, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, as always, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, gentlemen. Terrell. Have a blessed week.
All right, you too, man. That is Terrell Thomas. Sam, when we come back here, I need to tell you what happened in Mexico last Sunday when we got off the air.
Okay. And of course, NASCAR's rolling. I'm going to tell you about that. And we got a little Tiger Woods story that came out this week.
Ooh, I'm waiting for yours. You're waiting for mine. That's up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.